It's almost time. His shift is almost up. Any second now. And then I'll finally have him all for myself.
Hey, hey you. Can I talk to you for a moment? Yeah, I come by the cafe often. Every day I can. The drinks are super good and also affordable. And the place also has a nice ambience. It's good for studying, so I bring some notebooks with me. So what I wanted to say was... What the fuck were you doing with that girl today? No, don't scream. If you do, I'll just have to push this nice sharp knife into your stomach. And you wouldn't want that, right? Good. Good boy. Just do as I say and you won't get hurt. Too hurt, I mean. Now answer me. What the fuck were you doing with that girl? Oh, nothing. I'm sure it was nothing. You laughed at all her shitty jokes and comments. You even let her touch your arm. Don't fucking lie to me again. Why do I care? I care because I hate it when people touch my property. That's right. You're my property. You belong to me. Don't you agree? Anyway, I'm really fucking pent up and frustrated today. Seeing that bitch laying her hands all over my property made me feel really, really angry. I can't wait till you drive us to your place. I need you. Now. Oh, you see that alleyway over there? Nice and dark and out the way, isn't it? You are going to obediently walk over there with me and take off your pants. No? You don't get to say no. Hurts, doesn't it? That's what you get for being a disobedient little slut. Now, before I have to hurt you more, no one can see us here now. Take off your pants. There's that delicious cock. The one I've always daydreamed about. Get hard for me, slut. Now. Don't make me remind you who's in charge. Don't ask such stupid questions like, why are you doing this? Obviously, I'm doing this because I love you. Even from the first time I saw you as I stumbled into that cafe on a weekend because I had nothing else to do. I didn't have many friends. You were so cute and cheerful. For the first time in months, hell, even years, I felt alive. Like I finally had something worth living for. You took over my life. Every waking moment spent thinking about you, how you were, what you were doing, if you even knew I existed. I dreamed about you all the time as I slept. I couldn't focus. I couldn't hold coherent thoughts about anything without immediately thinking about you. I went completely insane. All I could think about was you. I started documenting everything about you, your habits, your hairstyle, behaviours, work, accent, hair colour, the number of freckles you had, more and more specific details. I wrote it all in a notebook. The one I bring everywhere. On the days when the cafe was closed, I was so lost. I barely had the energy to get out of bed. I spent hours just reading and rereading what I'd written in the notebook, recreating you from description. I could never bring myself to ask you out. I was too afraid. What if you rejected me? I'd have lost everything. I don't think I could have gone on living. If I confessed and got rejected, of course, now I see, I was mistaken. Instead of cowering in fear at your response, I should have just taken you for myself. Because clearly you're just a fucking little slut willing to throw himself at any whore who shows him some attention. A slut like yourself needs someone to control them, to keep them in check. Make sure they don't make any mistakes and regret. But enough of this lengthy prattle. I've waited long enough for you. Get hard now. Fine. I'll get you hard myself. My soft hand trailing down your stomach, stroking your cock, giving you what you want. Good. You're fully hard. You're so fucking hot. God, how many other women have you seduced with your whore body? Luckily for you, I'll protect you from all those disgusting sluts. I will keep you safe. Now, sit on the ground. Use your jacket as a blanket if you want. I'm going to ride you. Here, let me guide you towards my entrance. Huh? No, we aren't doing any foreplay. I can't wait any longer for your cock. I need it. I need to feel complete. Look at how dripping wet I am. I'm probably going to have to get new panties. This is the effect you have on me. Finally, you're inside me, right where you belong. I'm going to fuck you so hard, you won't even be able to think. What? Am I being too rough? I don't fucking care. Just sit there and take it. Take it, you little whore. Oh, does the cut I gave you sting? I see you're still bleeding. Let me just lap up all this delicious blood. Every single part of you tastes absolutely divine. That's why I need to protect you. I need to make you mine, so I can keep you safe from the world. That's why I need to mark you, to have everybody know that you belong to me. Stake my territory. I know you like this too. I know you're getting close. I can feel your cock twitching. And before you ask, no, I'm not going to let you pull out. I'm not going to let you get away. Oh, stop struggling. Stop. I said stop struggling. Did I fuck you so hard you forgot I have this knife? Juggle against me. Just one more time. Just one more time. Struggle. See what fucking happens. Good boy. Oh, I like it when my good boy is obedient. Now, I'm going to ride you again. Oh, and you're going to come inside me. Oh, that way I know for sure that you'll never, ever think about leaving me. Oh. Oh, that's right. Oh, come. Oh. Come for me, come. Oh, good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I can feel you twitching inside me. Fuck. Oh, oh. Oh, that was so good, baby. Oh. But did you think I was going to be satisfied only after one round? Did you? Oh, oh, my adorable little slut. Oh, I know you're too sensitive. Oh, I know it hurts. But your loving owner wants more. So she will get more, whether you want to or not. You came so much, baby. Now, oh, now I'm sure you've given me a child. Oh, don't look so sad. I know you feel like you're not ready to be a father, but you made me do this. If only you'd kept yourself to yourself in control, I wouldn't have to do something so drastic. You brought this upon yourself. Oh, but don't worry. We're going to be so happy together. We're perfect. I know it. Now, let's get going. I'm still going to keep my knife on hand to make sure you don't do anything stupid whilst driving me to your home. Yeah, that's right. I'm coming over. Then we can fuck all through the night and day. It's the weekend tomorrow anyway. Oh, before we go, I want to hear you say, I love you, to me. Say it. Say it. Oh, oh baby, I love you too. I love you so much. We're going to be together forever.